3 years ago, a Citizens Commission issued a blistering report of abuses, including violence, in Sheriff Lee Baca's county jails. Incidents included frequent beatings, not just of inmates, but visitors as well. Undersheriff Paul Tanaka was singled out by the commission for responsibility, and Baca insisted that Tanaka must be to blame. Tanaka fought back, and he challenged Baca for re-election. I interviewed Tanaka on KCRW in 2013.
Well, first of all, it's very convenient and unfortunate that the sheriff has resorted to something he's become very accustomed to, and that is pointing the fingers and absolving himself or attempting to of any blame.
Now, soon after that, Baca resigned. Tanaka was later defeated when voters elected the current sheriff, Jim McDonald. Next week, jury selection begins for the trial of Tanaka. He's charged with obstructing the FBI's investigation of those brutality incidents in the jails. Celeste Freeman is writing a book on the sheriff's department. She's creator and editor of Witness LA. Celeste, good as always to hear from you.
It's great to be here, Warren.
Now, tell us a bit about this FBI investigation and exactly how it led to charges against Paul Tanaka.
Well, in 2011, about the same time that the Blue Ribbon Commission that you talked about was investigating this, what they called a persistent pattern of unreasonable force in Los Angeles County jails, the FBI was also investigating a lot of reports of brutality and corruption and malfeasance. And they gathered a list of alleged incidents, but these charges are very difficult to prove because a lot of times the only witnesses were jail inmates. So what they decided to do in 2011 is to launch an undercover investigation using, among other tactics, an inmate informant. And just by accident, the jail personnel discovered the existence of this informant, and then Sheriff Baca and former Sheriff, Undersheriff Paul Tanaka learned of the existence of this undercover investigation and the informant. And according to the government's allegations that Baca and Tanaka engaged in a deliberate plan to thwart the undercover investigation and so committed obstruction of justice. And the allegations are that they took this inmate informant and they hid him from his FBI handlers, that they sent two members of the sheriff's department out to question and threaten one of the FBI special agents, and that they instructed people about brutality and corruption to try to talk them into not cooperating with the FBI.
All right. Now, in once more with some more background, Sheriff Baca has admitted that he lied to the FBI, and he's going to be sentenced for that sometime in May. That's a lesser charge than obstruction of justice, which is what Paul Tanaka is being charged with. Let's just hear a little bit more of that interview with Paul Tanaka.
Now, I support deputies. I happen to think that men and women in law enforcement do a job that most people on this earth can't and won't do. And I support them in their efforts. But I have never tolerated misconduct or misbehavior on the part of law enforcement officers.
All right. Once again, Paul Tanaka is going on trial for actually orchestrating the kind of thing he said he has never tolerated. It'll be widely reported next week, a public reminder of very damaging reports about the sheriff's department. Lieutenant Brian Moriguchi is board president of the Professional Peace Officers Association, which represents the rank and file deputies. Good to have you back on our show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
Is this going to be embarrassing to deputies? Is this going to be something you'd rather not see hashed over again?
Well, of course, the whole thing is embarrassing to deputies. Paul Tanaka's interview that you did, he hit it right that this job is a job that can't be done by many people. And I'm not excusing what Paul Tanaka did or what any of the deputies did. But let's look at what this really is. This is a power struggle between the federal government and a local law enforcement. The FBI smuggled a cell phone into the jails and gave it to a hardcore criminal. That places us who work in the jails at risk, significant risk, by allowing an inmate to have access to a cell phone and be able to call their friends on the outside. There's all sorts of reasons why that's a dangerous practice. Unfortunately, the feds didn't cooperate with the sheriff in explaining what they were doing, and it appears that the sheriff did not respond well to that either.
Okay, but what about the morale in the department now, and particularly when there's going to be a rehashing of these charges?
Well, I'm not sure that the rehashing of the charges are impacting morale. Our association did a morale survey of our members And surprisingly, we found that our members, the morale is lower for our members today than it was when Bakke and Tanaka were in charge. I attribute that largely to an expectation that Jim McDonnell was going to make sweeping changes for the better, and we haven't seen many changes to date.
What changes did you want to see that haven't been seen?
Well, I think he should have brought in people from the outside. Clearly, we've had a culture of issues under Bakke and Tanaka that needed to be cleaned up. And people coming from the outside, having fresh eyes, but still understanding what law enforcement does and what our function is and how tough a job it is, would have been beneficial. Instead, he's got much of the same people who were here under Bakke running the department.
Back quickly to Celeste Freeman. There have been convictions of officers in the actual beatings.
Well, not only have there been a number of people who have been convicted of fairly extreme acts of abuse against inmates, and also then covering up the abuse by writing reports saying that it was the inmate who was the aggressor. And at the same time, I think based on our informants inside the sheriff's department who have been struggling with this issue of press story after press story pointing at abuse and corruption inside the department, and that has been bad for morale, there were seven people already convicted of obstruction of justice having to do with this whole the alleged hiding of the informant.
So, Lieutenant Moriguchi, then it sort of seems never to go away.
Well, Celeste hit on a point. Those people who were indicted got some significant sentences, and that has damaged morale in the department because, as we said, when those indictments came down, the people accountable for the actions were not held accountable at that time. Now, Paul Tanaka has since been indicted, and Lee Bakke got a deal or pled to a deal. So if you look at Lee Bakke's potential sentence of 6 months compared to those who carried out the orders that were given to them and their sentences, something just doesn't match up there, that the lower-end people who are following the orders of the higher-end people got severe punishments, and the ones giving the orders have not really been held accountable to date.
Okay, that's all the time that we have. I want to thank you both for being on our program. Brian Moriguchi, Lieutenant Moriguchi, is again president of the Board of Directors of the Professional Peace Officers Association, and Celeste Freeman is with Witness LA. Thank you both.
Thanks,
thank you
Warren.
Very much, Warren.
I'm Warren Olney, and this is Olney in L.A.